Now, KCL TV's continuing coverage of the murder trial of police officer Jason Van Dyke is resuming. The second witness has just been called by the defense.
The microphone's live, so pull your chair up to the mic, speak into the mic, and everybody will be able to hear you. Get up a little bit. The mic did not attack me. Okay. All right. And then everybody will be able to hear your testimony. Proceed.
Good afternoon. Would you please tell the folks in the jury your name and spell your last name for the court?
Joseph Plaud, P-L-A-U-D.
And how are you employed?
I work for the Cook County Sheriff's Department.
How long have you been working for the Cook County Sheriff?
13 years.
And where do you work specifically?
The juvenile court.
How long have you been at juvenile court?
My whole career.
I want to call your attention to August 23rd, 2013. You were working at juvenile court then?
Yes.
And can you tell us where exactly you were working?
Lockup.
And when you say lockup, please explain to the jurors what you're talking about.
Lockup is when the kids come down from the detention center. It's a temporary holding. There's two cells where the kids stay until they go to court.
Right. And on that particular day, you were working in lockup for a particular courtroom. You're working for a particular courtroom in that day?
I basically hold the kids that are, the kids are separated by districts, so all the courtrooms on one side are like the north side districts, and then all the courtrooms on the other side are for like south side districts. It gets separated sometimes, but I was on the, I believe in that, I was on the north side of the room. All
right. And you had a partner, right?
Yes.
Who was your partner?
Deputy Brown.
All right. And I want to call your attention to that date, August 23rd. Did you run into or did you meet up with Laquan McDonald?
Yes.
And tell us how you ran into or met up with Laquan McDonald.
I was working the desk that day, so I was sitting at the desk, and I can hear a bunch of yelling and screaming. I mean, I can hear it getting closer and closer to me. And as a few seconds later, I can see Laquan and a couple other deputies bringing him into the cell. I mean, into the lockup area.
He was being taken into custody, is that correct?
Yes, he was ordered into custody by the judge.
By a judge in the courtroom there?
Yes.
All right. So once he got into your lockup, tell us what happened.
Well, when he first came in, he was really agitated. He was yelling, screaming, swearing. He wasn't happy at all that he was taken into custody. So when he came in, my partner was going to put him in the cell to see if he'd calm down. And when my partner told me, can I open the door? I opened the door. Laquan was entering the lockup bullpen, and there was another minor inside. So when the door opened, Laquan looked at the other minor and began swearing. Yeah, but, you know, what are you looking at? You know, what the fuck's your problem? What you looking at? So my partner immediately looked at me, and I looked at my partner, and I just looked at him and said, this might be a problem. We might need to move him. So my partner entered the cell right behind Laquan, and Laquan was really agitated. He was yelling.
Tell us what he was saying.
But he was saying, basically, it was just, fuck you, you know, I'm not happy to be here, fuck you, fuck the sheriff's department, fuck the judge. Then he focused on the other kid, and he was just like, who the fuck are you, what the fuck are you looking at, where are you from, stuff like that. So he started to get closer to the other minor, so my partner interceded him and was trying to hold them back so that he wouldn't get close to the other minor.
And was there an altercation between Laquan McDonald and your partner?
Well, my partner kept telling him to calm down, relax, calm down, take it easy, Laquan. And Laquan just basically turned around at him like, fuck you. Who are you? Don't tell me what to do. And my partner was like, calm down, Laquan. All we're going to do is move you into another cell. That's all we're going to do. Fuck you. I don't want, you know, don't touch me. Don't put your hands on me. So after my partner kept trying to tell him, like, calm down, dude, just calm down. All we want to do is move you. My partner went to grab his hand just to guide him. And Laquan got, like, agitated and put his arm back. So my partner hit him in the stomach, but it really didn't affect him. So when I saw that, I jumped up from my desk and I ran down. And I helped my partner grab him so we could get him to the ground so we can get some control of him. Because he, at this point, he was resisting. He didn't want anything to do with us. He balled up. We finally got him to the ground. He was still yelling and screaming. Wouldn't give up his hands, kicking. So finally, after like a 3 to 5 minute, it seemed like a long time, but like 3 to 5 minutes, we were finally able to at least cuff him. He continued to yell and scream. Then all of a sudden, he just got real quiet.
Your hand up, your fist up like this, was this an attempt to hit your partner?
I believe it was.
Oh, yeah, were you in your full uniform?
Yes.
Was your partner in full uniform?
Yes.
Thank goodness.
Cross examination.
Laquan was 15 years of age, correct?
Excuse me?
Laquan,
you have to speak up a little bit.
Okay.
I can hear you.
Well, back in August 23rd of 2013, Laquan was 15 years old?
15? I believe so.
Okay. And he was upset because he came into the courthouse not in custody and he was going into custody, right?
Yes.
And you said you saw him pull his arm back?
Well, when my partner tried to get him to go into the other cell, my partner tried reaching for his hand. Laquan was agitated. I guess Laquan just cocked back, thinking my partner was trying to grab him. And that's when my partner hit him in the stomach.
So when your partner hit him in the stomach, then Laquan went to the ground?
No.
He didn't?
No. He didn't go to the ground immediately. He started my partner tried to grab him, and that's when I ran down to the cell to help my partner. And then with a little brief struggle, we finally got him to the ground.
Okay. Do you remember testifying in this matter on a previous occasion?
I do.
Okay. And do you recall that you were asked this question? Well, you were on duty, 61. Well, you were on duty at that date, time, and location. What, if anything, occurred while you were on duty unusual? Your response, they brought in Laquan McDonald, who was taken into custody from the courtroom. As he was approaching the courtroom area, some yelling and screaming, and when he entered, my partner attempted to put him in the cell. As he went into the cell, he right away focused on another individual who was in the cell. Then somebody interrupts and says, an attorney says, and then you say, I can't recall if he said anything or anything like that. Do you recall getting that answer?
Yes.
So today, as you sit here, now you recall other things?
I just recall basically what was some of the things that happened that day.
Okay. And now, do you know Jason Van Dyke?
No.
Have you ever talked to Jason Van Dyke?
No.
Did you ever tell Jason Van Dyke about what Laquan McDonald did on August 23rd of 2013?
No.
Anything else?
Just a couple questions, please. Following up on page 62 with what the State 3 just asking, the next question was, okay, what do you mean he focused on another individual within the cell? And you said he began yelling at the other individual, correct?
Yes.
And that's what happened, right?
Yes.
You don't know why he was arrested or brought into court.
All right, then let's move on. That's not necessary. Anything else, Dave?
No, Your Honor.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Call your next witness, please.
Call Tyler Sage. Tyler Sage.
You're about to give before this honorable court and jury shall be the truth, the whole, and the truth, and the truth, and the truth.
chair is adjustable, and the microphone is alive and adjustable. So just pull your chair up to the mic. Speak into the mic, and everybody will be able to hear your testimony. It would be greatly appreciated. So thank you.
Good afternoon. Could you please state your name and spell your name?
Sage, last name Sage, S-A-G-E, first name Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R.
And what is your occupation?
I'm a police officer.
Where at?
Westmont.
Are you, I'm sorry, how long have you been a police officer?
A little over 3 years.
How many?
A little over 3 years.
Okay, thank you. Prior to the Westmont Police Department, where did you work?
I was employed with the Chicago Police Department for approximately 6 months. I went through their academy, and then I was employed with the Cook County Juvenile Detention Center.
And what was your position at the Cook County Juvenile Detention Center?
I started as a youth development specialist, and then I was on the rapid response team.
What is the rapid response team?
The rapid response team is responsible for the overall safety and security of the building. We conduct searches of residents and living pod facilities and respond to fights or riots that are in progress.
Are you also known by a nickname?
Yes, we were also referred to as Rovers.
I'm going to direct your attention to April 18th, 2014. Were you employed at the Juvenile Detention Center?
Yes, I was.
Okay, and were you on the Rapid Response Team at that time?
Yes.
And were you working that day?
Can you repeat the question?
Were you working April 18th, 2014?
Yes, I was.
While you were working, did you encounter an individual by the name of Laquan McDonald?
Yes, I did.
And how did you know? Did you know him?
Yes, I did.
How did you know him?
He'd had multiple instances.
Sustained. Get specific to April 18th.
Did you have an? Did he have an incident with you, or an incident on April 18th?
Yes, he did.
Okay. And what happened?
On that night, we were called to pod 4G by our supervisor to secure the residents in their cells for the evening.
Okay. Were you normally called to secure residents to their cells?
Not on a nightly basis, no.
Why did they call you that night?
They were having issues on that pod.
Okay, and did you go to that pod?
Yes, I did.
And what were the issues when you arrived?
When I was on the pod, multiple residents were acting disorderly. I approached the TV area and began directing residents to enter their cells for the evening.
What happened next?
As I was approaching the TV area, I heard commotion behind me.
Then what?
I observed R.T. Delk attempting to restrain Laquan McDonald. Mr. McDonald had his arms wrapped around R.T. Delk.
When you say R.T. Delk, what does that mean?
The response team member. He was my coworker that evening.
Okay. So he came to 4G with you that night?
Correct. It was myself, R.T. Delk, R.T. Harris, and R.T. Ross.
Okay. And you saw Laquan McDonald's arms wrapped around him, then what?
R.T. Delk was attempting to restrain him, and at that time I assisted R.T. Delk.
Okay. And what happened when you assisted?
We applied a Mach 2, which is a mechanical advantage control hold, to Laquan McDonald's arms.
What is a Mach 2, if you could describe it for the jury?
So basically it's... you basically grab your bicep and you're just controlling the individual's arm. So each of us, I had one arm, Delk had the other arm.
And then what happened?
So we took him to the floor in the prone position due to his combative behavior and him basically violently resisting against us.
How was he violently resisting?
Basically just trying to free himself from the restraint.
What happened once he was taken to the ground?
So once we took him to the floor, R.T. Ross secured Laquan's legs.
Why?
He was kicking his legs.
Okay. And then what happened?
Mechanical restraints were applied to him by RT Harris.
What are mechanical restraints?
Handcuffs.
Okay. And why did he put handcuffs on him?
RT Harris is a female, and she applied handcuffs because he was still resisting and being combative.
Okay. And then what happened after he was handcuffed?
After he was handcuffed, he was helped to his feet and then escorted to his cell.
Who escorted him to his cell?
Myself and RT Del.
And what happened when you arrived at his cell?
We placed him on his mattress, face down in a prone position.
And then what happened?
We gave him standard directives, basically, which is to remain on your bed. Attempted to get him to calm down, and I began removing the mechanical restraints from him.
Okay, so you began removing the handcuffs once he was, after he was placed on the bed.
Sure.
Okay. So he's face down. All right. What happened? Were you able to remove both handcuffs?
So I removed the first handcuff. Upon removing the second handcuff, he pushed up off his bed and said, "I'm gonna fuck y'all up."
Okay. What happened next?
At that time, he was restrained once again in Mach 2 by myself and RT Delk and taken back down to his mattress in the prone position.
Then what?
From there, once again, we gave him the same command to remain on his bed, keeping his hands on his head when the, keep your hands on your head, remain on your bed. And then the second time, we were able to get up and exit the room.
Did you file an incident report?
Yes, I did.
I have a moment, please.
Officer, were you in uniform the day this incident occurred?
Yes.
And was Delk and Ross also?
Yes, our whole team was in uniform. We wore all black clothing.
And how long did the struggle last the first time that you attempted to restrain him on his bed?
I don't recall.
How long did the struggle last the second time? I have nothing else.
Cross-examination.
Officer Sage, Laquan McDonald was 16 years old when this happened, correct?
I don't know his age at the time of the incident.
Would your report refresh your memory?
Yes.
Witness, Your Honor.
Sure. Go ahead.
Would you mark the minute? People 234.
Thank you.
Officer, have I shown your report associated with the incident that you testified about?
Yes.
And does that have a Laquan McDonald's birthday on it?
Yes, it does.
And based on that, is your as to the
well, it's 925 of 96. It's not my report, but it is.
And that would make him 16 at the time of this time, correct?
Yes.
And the defendant wasn't present for this, correct? The defendant, Jason Van Dyke, was not present for this incident, correct?
Sure.
And you didn't do anything to make him aware of this incident before October 20th of 2014, did you?
Sure.
And Laquan McDonald, you were able to deal with that situation without anybody being harmed, correct?
Sure.
No further questions.
Are 16-year-olds still a threat at the age of 16?
Objection.
That is such a broad question. I mean, you asked an opinion about the world.
All right. The 16-year-olds while you were working?
I'm sorry, it's going to have to be pertaining to this question. I mean, to this case, all right?
To this case?
Okay. Yes.
Have you encountered Laquan McDonald at the age of 15?
Objection. I'll allow that if the officer recalls.
I don't recall. I mean, I had multiple incidents with him, but...
Awesome. Only if you recall. All right.
Despite the fact that he was 16 years old, was he still aggressive that day?
Yes, he was.
Was he still a threat?
Yes, he was.
Was he still resisting arrest or your attempt to restrain
him? He was resisting our restraint, yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Wilder, anything else?
No, Your Honor. Thank you. Thanks.
All your next words.
Detention Center.
Since 2011.
All right, I want to call your attention to January 20th of 2014. Were you working on that day?
Yes, I was.
And can you tell the folks of the jury what you were doing on that day with your job?
I'm on intake report, so it's we get new residents, we call residents, people that are detained, they come up, probably search them, put them in the room, sometimes we have them in the TV area. Basically, my job consists of making sure that the property safe and secure and the residents are compliant with the rules of the body.
And you were working alone that day, right?
I was working with Ray, she was at the council, and the TV area with 15 other boys.
And did Laquan McDonald come to you that day?
Yes.
So he was taken into custody that day, is that right?
That is correct.
And tell us what you did when he came into custody.
We put him in a room because he was very hostile. His words on my service, I'm on the leave, I'm on the pills, and his eyes were looking very glassy red, and so we had him in room 17, which is my bathroom.
All right. So you said his eyes are glassy, right?
Yes, sir.
And he said, I'm on the leaf, correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what that meant?
That's street vernacular for PCP.
All right. And did you know, and he was being belligerent? Would you agree with that?
Oh, yes.
All right. Do you have an opinion whether or not he was on PCP at that time?
Jackson Foundation.
Just a second.
Do you have an opinion on whether he was under any controlled substance at that time?
Objection, Foundation.
Lena Foundation. Sustained.
Mr. DeJesus, have you encountered people on controlled substances in the past?
Yes, I have.
And have you observed how they react in the past?
Yes, I have.
And did the fact that Laquan McDonald had glassy eyes, did that have any impact on how you viewed him?
Yes.
And the fact he was belligerent, did that have any opinion on how you viewed him?
Objection, a leading judge.
He's laying the foundation that you requested overruled. Go ahead.
And he told you, did he not, that he was on the leaf?
Sure. we did plenty of times.
So based on all that, did you have an opinion on whether or not he was under the influence of any narcotics?
Yes, I did.
And what was your opinion?
My opinion was that he was under the influence and that for the safety and security of others on the pod, it would be best if he remained in the room.
All right. At some point, though, he was removed from the room, correct?
That's correct.
And where did he go when he was removed from that room?
Straight to TV area. Straight to me.
Now, how many other people were in the TV room?
15.
And those were all detainees as well?
Yes.
And you're the only person trying to keep control of that room, right?
Yes.
And what did he do when he got into that room?
I don't like to use language.
Go ahead.
It was choice words. He's like, I'm going to beat your MF. I'm going to tear TV up. And he came at me, so I got up. He swung at me. And I was able to grab him and actually pick him up and hit him against the glass partition.
So did he hit you?
Yes.
All right. And at that point, after he hit you, you were able to get him under control. Is that right?
Jack leading the way.
It's the same.
After he hit you, what did you do?
When he hit me, I was able to grab him, get a hold of him, and I was able to like, pick him up and like hold him by the glass partition. I was able to pin him right there, and when I did that, my co-worker called for assistance, and rapid response team came on the pod, and they relieved me.
And when you say the rapid response team came on the pod, who's the rapid response team?
Those are rovers. It's a group of guys dressed in black. They usually handle crisis situations.
And they were called?
Yes.
And what happened when they responded?
When they came on the pod, they came and relieved me and escorted Mr. McDonald to a room.
I just have 1 second, Jim. He said to you was that I've used the pills or I'm on the pills, right?
Oh, yes. He said that very clear. And he's used my name, too. He said, Mr. Davis, I'm on the leaf. I'm on the pills. And his eyes are all red. And I'm like, and I told my co-worker and I also told my supervisor, ATL Nova, that it'd be best if he stays in that room the whole shift because he's clearly not in control of himself.
He's under the influence?
Yes.
Thank you. Cross-examination.
Mr. DeJesus, you recommended that Laquan McDonald stay in the room, correct?
Yes.
And not be out with the other residents, correct?
Yes.
You were overruled, correct?
Yes, I was.
So it wasn't Laquan's decision to be let out of the room. That was your superior's decision.
Yes, that's correct.
In fact, Laquan told you, hey, Mr. DeJesus, I'm on the leaf. He told you that, right? And he told you that before the interaction and the struggle you had with him, correct?
That's correct.
He told you that before you had to call the rapid response team, correct?
Yes.
And he called you Mr. DeJesus,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
He didn't call you out of your name,
no, he called me Mr. DeJesus. Matter of fact, most of the kids got my name wrong, but he said my name real clear, Mr. DeJesus. I was like, Laquan, you know, you say my name real well. He would always laugh.
And in fact, he had been taken into custody that day from the courtroom, correct?
That's correct.
Did you take him for medical evaluation after you made your observations?
Once the situation happened, what was put in the room, a nurse came and saw him.
So he did receive medical treatment,
yes,
after telling you he was on the leave, correct?
Yes.
And you indicated that he was belligerent, is that correct?
Oh, yeah.
And this is before he was allowed out of the room, correct?
That's correct.
And had he not been allowed out of the room, you wouldn't have had the incident in the TV room, correct?
That is correct. That's correct.
Was he upset about anything else?
He's upset. He wanted his phone call. That was the main, he wanted his phone call. He used choice words.
So he,
and he was also mad at me because I'm going to beat her. And then there was a kid there he shook up with. I'm like, there's a lot of stuff going on here that you just can't be doing on this.
Okay, so...
When I shook up, I mean, it's like the pyramid gang can't, you know, shake up, you know.
All right, so... He wanted to make a phone call, correct?
Yes.
And he was taken into custody that day after appearing in court voluntarily, correct? And he wasn't allowed to make another phone call as he requested, correct?
That is correct. He wasn't allowed to make another phone call. I do believe he got a phone call earlier, but I was not there for that.
So you don't know if he did or not, correct?
Right, I don't know.
But he asked you, he wanted to make a phone call.
But we caseworkers handle that, not caseworkers.
All right. And so... Was he upset about not having his tennis shoes?
Excuse me,
sir. Was he upset about not having his tennis shoes?
Yes, he was upset about that.
What kind of tennis shoes were they?
Usually like white shoes.
Okay.
But usually,
White shoes?
Yeah, when the kids ask for shoes, it's usually to fight. So, especially when they're... So it's like, me personally, if you, you know, you go for white tennis shoes, I'm watching you, you know, because you want to fight.
That's your belief, correct?
I've seen a lot of kids put the shoes on and get ready to play ball.
I understand what you've seen. The question is, that's your opinion that that's the reason he wanted the shoes, correct?
That is my opinion, yes.
But he asked for tennis shoes. He asked for two things, correct?
Mm-hmm.
The 16-year-old child that had been taken into custody from the floor of the courtroom.
Yes.
Right? He asked to make a phone call,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
And he asked for tennis shoes,
yes.
correct? That's all he asked for, right?
Yes, sir.
And he told you he was on the leaf, and you guys chose to let him out of the room, right?
My supervisor instructed us to let him out of the room. I told my supervisor I was against him.
All right. But it was the juvenile detention center that determined that Laquan should be with the other children,
yes,
correct?
Yes, yes.
The defendant wasn't present for that, was he? Jason Van Dyke, was he there when that happened? I'm sorry, I didn't hear your answer.
No, he wasn't.
Did you ever tell Jason Van Dyke about this incident that had occurred on January
2nd? No. The foundation that he ever knew Jason Van Dyke, all right? You're implying that there is a relationship.
Yes, Judge, of course.
And ask him.
Do you know Jason Van Dyke? Did you know Jason Van Dyke January 20th of 2014? Did you ever tell Jason Van Dyke prior to October 20th, 2014, what had occurred with Laquan McDonald at the Juvenile Detention Center?
No.
Nothing further.
Anything else?
Mr. DeJesus, he knew your name?
Yes.
So he'd been there a few times, right?
Us not. All right, that'll be stricken, all right? You know the limitations on this. Abide by it.
How did he know your name?
You don't have to answer that.
Yeah.
Move on, ask a different question.
And you testified that he had some sort of gang handshake, is that right?
There was a, it appeared to be a gang shake, yeah.
Who was that with?
Some other resident was there. Don't recall his name because it was so quick. It happened real quick.
Do you know why he's taken into custody?
They don't tell us why they bring residents into custody.
You know if he did a drug test on him before he was taken into custody?
No objection. Sustain.
I know that they
sustain. Well, they can sustain it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mason.
Can I have the attorneys over here for schedule?
All right, another bench conversation with the attorneys on both sides. What we've been seeing now in our four witnesses today from the defense, the first one, if you were watching this morning, was an expert witness in autopsies, and the last three, all coming after lunch, have been two were deputies and another was a specialist, all three working in the juvenile detention center in Cook County, and all three had encounters with Laquan McDonald. The defense here trying to make the case that McDonald was a violent young man who in one instance was on PCP. All right, the attorneys have just had their conversation. Let's go back to the trial.
All right, so the jury.
All right, that's it for today. Ending a little early. They ended mostly between 3 and 4, but here we are just about 10 minutes after 2 in the afternoon, and the first day of the defense side of the case has ended. Let me give you a quick review. I was beginning to do that earlier. But again, what we just saw in the three defense witnesses who just came up, all three had worked in the juvenile detention center, and all three had violent encounters with Laquan McDonald up to a little over a year before the shooting incident. And in the last case, the gentleman said that McDonald had admitted, "I'm on the leaf, I'm on pills," indicating that he was high on PCP. What the defense is trying to do is to demonstrate that McDonald was a violent young man who got into aggressive fights with deputies, resisted arrest, cursed repeatedly. But in each case on cross-examination, the prosecutor asked, had any of that information been passed on to the defendant? That is Officer Jason Van Dyke, and in each case they said no, indicating that if they had passed that along, if Van Dyke knew Laquan McDonald, maybe that would have colored his response when he got out of the car. That is, he knew that he was a violent young man and that he might need to use more of an aggressive posture in dealing with him. But in each case, again, the defendant was not aware of these past episodes indicating violence on the part of Laquan McDonald. And then the testimony this morning was all about an expert witness. It was a woman who had worked for the county medical examiner's office and had done thousands of autopsies. In fact, had conducted hundreds of gunshot wound autopsies. And in this case, she said that she disagreed with how the autopsy was conducted for Laquan McDonald, and also on some of the testimony that was presented by one of the medical examiners for Cook County last week on the side of the prosecution, raising some doubts as to which wounds were the lethal ones, which bullets had hit him before he landed on the ground. Again, just trying to create doubt that the official report on Laquan McDonald, this is the expert witness who spoke today, Dr. Saku Tears, who was a forensics pathologist. That's some of the graphic video we saw of the autopsy report. She was paid $9,000 for her testimony and was speaking repeatedly about this video. This is the dash cam video upon which it seems much of this case against the defendant turns. And she was saying that she examined it frame by frame in great detail, trying to line up what the autopsy report indicated with what was happening on the video. She also said that because we did not have audio, it was hard to try to determine which gunshots caused which wounds in the victim, Laquan McDonald. So the end of the first day of testimony for the defense.